You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, lawmakers are considering a new resolution to limit the president's ability to wage military action against Iran. We'll talk to a legal expert about the powers that Congress and the executive branch have when it comes to making war. First, State Representative Jimmy Anderson wants to put more power into the hands of those using wheelchairs by expanding Badger Care coverage to include more adaptive wheelchair technology. Representative Anderson is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District that includes Fitchburg. Representative Anderson, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me today.
I'm not super familiar, first of all, with these different kind of wheelchair technologies. What kind of things are you talking about in this legislation?
So what this basically does is it allows individuals with different kinds of typically spinal cord injuries who need access to different kinds of standing equipment to get access to it through our state Badger Care program.
Yeah, tell us a little more about these kind of wheelchairs that do this standing technology. Who would benefit from this? What kind of medical help does this give them?
Yeah, so for people that have spinal cord injuries that spend a lot of time either in a sitting or laying down position, it could create things like pressure sores or could create other kinds of bone density issues. And so these standing wheelchairs allows people to get in kind of elevated positions that relieve pressure and provide a lot of other benefits to things like kidney function, heart function. It's just an all-around a really great piece of technology that allows people with disabilities to be able to live fuller lives. And most importantly, as people tend not to know, is that pressure ulcers are the number one things that kill individuals in wheelchairs. And so this standing technology helps alleviate that problem.
As things are now, if there's someone who needs one of these, maybe there's a doctor who says, yes, this is a medical necessity, what is the state of affairs with their coverage? Do people get any kind of coverage for this right now?
So right, sometimes there is coverage provided. I think what ends up happening is that when someone goes in and gets an evaluation for a wheelchair, for example, like when I went in and got my wheelchair, I had to get seen by a doctor who got, then I got to see a physical therapist who then pointed me to a wheelchair technology specialist. And all of those people end up working in coordination to measure you for your wheelchair to make sure that everything is 100% what you need. The problem ends up happening is that when those individuals approve you for the necessity of, for example, standing technology or elevating technology, the insurance company can then go in and say, you know, we don't believe that you need this. We don't think that it's medically necessary. For myself, for example, I couldn't articulate why I needed elevating technology, having never been disabled, never been in a wheelchair before. And I ended up getting my wheelchair elevating technology denied. I rolled into a elevator for the first time and realized I couldn't raise up to reach the buttons to get to my doctor's appointment. And so this basically ensures that the people who are closest to the individual with the disability, who know whether or not the standing technology is actually going to provide them with the help they need, would be able to be the last word on whether or not they're going to get this assistance.
And getting back to your legislation now, does this apply just to Badger Care? Does this affect private insurers? Who all would be affected?
So it specifically deals with people who are on Badger Care. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your eye on possible legislation for people who receive private coverage for future legislation?
Yeah, I think that it would be a very good idea.
What is the status now of this bill on Badger Care in the legislature?
So we just had our first committee hearing. We had a lot of really wonderful people come and testify, including individuals who currently use standing wheelchairs, and to talk about how it benefits them in their life and why it's so important to have this kind of technology available to people with disabilities. And so we're hoping to be able to get a vote through the committee so that way we can move on and get it to a vote on the floor of the Assembly.
And just from what you've heard from your colleagues, is there bipartisan support that might allow this to get passed?
Yeah, I do believe that there is bipartisan support. I know that a lot of I've been working with several of my Republican colleagues on the bill, and I know that we got a lot of Republicans and Democrats on the bill. So I think that there's a good chance of it getting through.
Talking to Representative Jimmy Anderson, Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. We've been talking about Badger Care legislation that would affect certain kinds of wheelchair coverage. I want to turn now, Representative Anderson, to something we've talked to you about in the past. You joined us, I think, back in July about a proposal that you were part of that would cap the price of insulin at, I think it was $100 for a 30-day supply. First of all, can you make the case for that kind of legislation?
Yeah, I mean, people with diabetes, they need insulin just like we need food and water. And the idea that we would not make it as accessible as possible is crazy. And as we've seen, insulin prices have been shooting through the roof. I mean, sometimes going up 2, 3, 400%. And what we're seeing is that I think at least a quarter of the people that use insulin end up having to ration their insulin out of fear of not being able to afford it or get it. And so I was very happy to see that the governor, in his push to try to get the legislature, including my Republican colleagues, to support various pieces of legislation, he included this insulin bill as part of his push.
Is this something you've worked, again, with Republicans on?
We reached out. Unfortunately, we didn't get any support.
So what are the next steps for this insulin legislation?
Really, it's got to be, it's up to the public. I know that we've gotten a lot of support from people that either have diabetes or know someone or love somebody that has diabetes. They've reached out to the legislature, written to their assembly people, written to their senators, and have tried to get them to move this bill in the right direction. We had a change.org petition that I think that got tens of thousands of signatures saying that this is the kind of legislation that we need in order to, in all honesty, save lives. And so I'm hoping that the people, again, keep reaching out to their assembly people, reach out to their senators and say, we need to cap the cost of insulin.
Representative Anderson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Representative Jimmy Anderson, a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. He joined us to talk about a bill that would expand insurance coverage for adaptive wheelchairs. Coming up, the tensions with Iran are raising questions about the limits of presidential war powers. We'll talk to a legal expert about the push and pull between Congress and the executive branch. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.